Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, providing the financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Thrivent Financial. Let's thrive.
The Wall Street Roller Coaster.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The stock market can give you whiplash these days. The Dow drops 200 points one day, up 200 the next. This volatility represents a high level of anxiety and uncertainty about the credit crunch and the chances for recession. Citigroup's been at the center of the storm this week. Monday, it was fear the bank's running low on capital. Yesterday, relief. Citi got a multi-billion dollar infusion from Abu Dhabi. Each of the major indices on Wall Street picked up at least 1.5%. Falling oil prices also helped out. Overnight in Asia, most of the major stock markets were up, but in Europe, the markets are trading a bit mixed right now. Today, we'll get the numbers on existing home sales. That's likely to be a bummer. Also, figures on durable goods orders. And this afternoon, the Fed's regional survey of the economy, known as the Beige Book. The Securities and Exchange Commission takes up the thorny issue of shareholder rights today. Commissioners are expected to put restrictions in place, even though a recent federal court ruling opened the door for shareholder activism. The SEC is also expected to support more online communications between corporations and their owners. Jill Barshay has more on that.
Relations between companies and their shareholders are contentious. Tom Lehner represents 160 large U.S. companies at the Business Roundtable. He says every one of them wastes time and money battling shareholder proposals on their annual proxy ballots.
Everything from environmental resolutions to social responsibility resolutions that oftentimes don't have any direct relation to the company's core business.
So the SEC is trying to play marital counselor. It's hoping the internet can provide neutral ground for shareholders and companies to hash out their problems.
This is getting at the heart of this age-old issue, whether you're talking about a marriage or, you know, any group of people, that improved communications always leads to better relationships.
Lehner says companies won't even go near message boards until they get liability protection from the SEC. He says that's what the SEC is expected to give corporations today. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
Subprime doom and gloom seems to be lifting a little in Britain. One of the biggest banks in the UK, Barclays, just released upbeat news. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Barclays has been buffeted more than most British banks by the subprime crisis. Rumours of huge losses have swirled around the company. At one point, the share price was down more than 40%. So far, the bank has written off $2.75 billion due to subprime problems. But Barclays now says those problems appear to be abating. They've been offset by other parts of the bank's business which are booming. Mark Durling of brokers Bruin and Dolphin says the market's been reassured.
We are mindful of the fact that the US housing market in particular continues to weaken. And so there's still risks out there. But I think it's the way that Barclays are managing those risks. They're managing it very well.
As a sign of its confidence, Barclays is even planning to recruit an extra 1,500 people for its investment banking operation. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Online shoppers did a lot of clicking and buying Monday, setting a post-Thanksgiving weekend record. Market researcher Comscore says U.S. web sales totaled $733 million. That's up 21% from last year. 60% of those Cyber Monday purchases were made using computers at the office.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, supporting the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation's mission to cure diabetes and its complications. More at jdrf.org. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Frequent flyer programs were designed to build passenger loyalty. The free tickets were a nice bonus. Maybe you're a member, but those miles might not be worth quite as much as you think. Here's Stacey Vanek-Smith.
Full service no matter what you pay.
With first-class legroom, free cocktails for everyone.
Oh, how times have changed for air travel. Discount carriers like JetBlue were part of the problem. They've pushed ticket prices and profit margins down for the airline industry. Mark Ashley edits the travel blog Upgrade. He says there is one part of the airline business that's still flying high.
The airlines make a heck of a lot of money by selling frequent flyer miles to credit card companies, restaurants.
At the same time, airlines have made it harder to redeem those miles. In Delta's SkyMiles program, flyers usually hand over 25,000 miles for a domestic ticket, but it's subject to restrictions. If you're willing to burn 50,000 miles, you can get a seat on any flight you want. But starting December 1st, certain Delta flights will be off limits for rewards, no matter how many miles you're willing to pay. Mark Ashley says that's a snub to Delta's customers.
If you make it harder and harder to cash in your miles, then you risk losing those customers as frequent flyer loyalists.
But these days, most travelers aren't loyal, says Airline Business Magazine's David Field.
If you ask a customer, what are the most important considerations in your choosing airline A or airline B, they'll mention four things: fare, fare, and schedule.
Other airlines will be watching Delta closely, says aviation analyst Richard Abulafia. They'll want to see if the airline loses customers.
You don't want to kill the goose that lays the golden eggs. You just want to strangle it till it gives you every last egg. You don't want to alienate people who are part of a customer loyalty program. On the other hand, you want to maintain profitability on this loyalty program.
Perhaps to make it more attractive to potential buyers. Abulafia says many airlines are considering unloading their frequent flyer programs. Could be a good idea. Earlier this year, Bear Stearns priced the United Airlines rewards plan at nearly $23 billion. That's roughly four times the value of the carrier itself. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.